step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Whippy. The Whippy.
Welcome to the Crotch Out Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no bullshit from nobody's actually exposed the bullshit of society and chop it up into easy to digest chunks for you. Today won't be any different. Today it's news and rant day for this week. The summer is over. Kiddies are going back to school. Mañaners, or in English, tomorrow's here in New York. So yay, and also because it's going to make my commute that much more of a pain in the ass. I really need to find me a new job. I am really, I'm really just getting, getting fucking frustrated with my job. As some of you may know, I do work at a homeless shelter, a family shelter, you know, where, you know, you have single mothers and, you know, just men with, you know, people with kids living in studio apartments. And they're given everything. They're given a place to stay. They're given an allowance. They're given food vouchers and, food stamps and whatnot and all the lovely stuff. And that goes with daycare and, you know, everything. You would think they would be grateful. You would think they would be appreciative of what they got. You would think that if they wanted to advance, this would give them the opportunity to advance and do what you got to do. In life, you have to jump through a lot of hoops to get what you want. I had to do that when I was going looking for an apartment. I had to jump through hoops. I had to, when I was looking for a job, I had to jump through hoops. There are just hoops. There are things that are required of you that you need to do before you get it done, before you get to where you need to get to. Well, there's this gentleman, a client. Or we'll call him Chester. He's constantly, because I do, basically, I'm not so much security. I am fire safety. I'm fire watch. My job is to basically make sure people don't I make sure the fire exits are clear, to the floor I'm assigned. I make sure the passageways are safe, so that way people could evacuate safely off the floor I'm assigned to. I'm also there in case that there is a fire that breaks out. If somebody is cooking, I am in charge of doing light firefighting, which means taking a fire extinguisher to perhaps a grease fire or whatever fire. Or also investigate any smoke alarm that goes off. That's my job. I am not security. I am fire watch. Well, you have to remain in communication with the base. So they give us radios. These radios are set to a certain volume level so that way we can hear it clearly. This is a gentleman that, again, rent-free. Everything provided, comes out and starts yelling and trying to pick fights with myself and my coworkers whenever he's woken up at 10 o'clock in the morning. 10 a.m. Yo, I was fucking woken up. He doesn't have an overnight job. He doesn't, you know, he's back in the evening. If he's assigned to go in, he's cursing people out. He likes to fight. He likes to argue with pregnant women, especially. He will curse out pregnant women. He will tell pregnant women and women in general to suck his dick. And do all that. And then if you curse him back out, he will be a bitch and record you. I had a run-in with this gentleman in the start of the summer where he took a chair and used it to prop a elevator door open. I, of course, took the chair away from the elevator door because it could mess up the elevator. He charged at me, acting like he was going to attack me. I got in a defensive position, and then he just turned into a bitch real quick. He's like, are you going to hit me? You gonna hit me? I want you fired. I wasn't gonna, there are cameras here, and you approach me. Like, I'm like, all right. Of course, they look at the cameras. They see, no, you were approaching him. And you acted like you were going to hit him and he was going to fucking beat the level loving shit out of you. He gets to stay. And that pissed him off. So I'm not allowed to work his floor because he likes to fight everybody. So again, he complains. The other day he complains and goes to the office. And, Let me get this ready. He goes to the office. He's complaining. He's like, oh, these fucking motherfucking faggots. They got the fucking radio. I keep getting woken up, waking up my kids, da 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 da. You know, these motherfuckers, they shouldn't be on my floor. Tomorrow I don't want them on my floor. I don't want this bitch. I don't want this nigga. I don't want, like, this is how he's talking. And we're all looking at him like, whatever. Me, he just can't stop. He can't stop, you know, cursing. And, you know, he's like, oh, you're all ignoring me. You're all ignoring me. I finally get pissed off. I didn't say nothing. But I start playing this song. Doing an interpretive dance. I danced in front of his stupid face. Instead of me cursing, instead of me, I acted like a complete smartass and was doing an interpretive dance. To Lindsey Stirling's song, Crystallize. By the way, get Lindsey Stirling's new album, Artemis. It is fantastic. She is gorgeous. I would like to marry her someday. If she likes fat guys with no money. So yeah, interpretive dancing like her. Well, at least my version of how she dances to her songs. Like some form of some fucking wise ass. A wise ass in her. Yes, and I just made up a word. A wise ass in her. Sue me. I don't give a fuck anymore. Like, I've reached to the point where I'm just like, I don't give a fuck anymore. I don't care. I shan't be caring about this shit anymore. We got what we got? Oh, okay, so I could, all right. So anyways, if you got, just feel free in chat. I got the chat going on YouTube, on what the fuck this is? I got DLive going. Of course, I got the YouTube going. So if you guys want to watch, I am on live, my friends. My friends, I am on live. And I am going to share this. So yeah, So interpretive dance. Like, honestly, I saw this meme where it's a hamster. Like, questions end when you start to interpret, to use interpretive dance to answer questions. Like, what's he gonna do? It's like, oh, cool, you're a faggot. Oh, see, you hate speech. Ooh. I mean, the thing that kills me about these fucking places is that these motherfuckers that are getting shit handed to them on the taxpayer's dime, nothing happens. They can act like a fool. They can attack. They can they could attack you. They could put their hands on you. You can't fight back. The moment you do, it's a fucking problem. It fucking amazes me how, like, you know, that was a joke, interpretive dance. I mean, so you have to come up with creative shit to make fools out of these people without them being able to say, oh, well, he called me a piece of shit. He verbally abused me. They could verbally abuse you. They could say the most racist, hateful shit. And nothing happens because the city, their revenue for the fucking nonprofit. Their revenue. What they do with that money, I don't know, because the fucking building is falling apart. And when something breaks, what they do, they blame us. It's like, we're not even allowed there. How does it break? We're not even allowed there. No, let's not blame the fucking wear and tear. And all you guys do is a fucking patch job since 1890, since the building first opened. I'm surprised you don't have the original fucking horse and the cracker, the dude that whips the horse whooper that turns the gears and whatnot to make the elevator go up and down. I'm surprised it runs on electricity. That's how old this motherfucker is. Oh no, you want to fucking blame me? Oh yeah, that's Vanderbart. Danke Shane. Danke Shane. Okay. But I don't know. Started reading the Antifa handbook. And I'm going to be, once I'm finished with that, I'm going to be reading another book as well. I'm going to be doing kind of a summary of it, a book report, if you will, combining those two books that I've read and coming up with a counter. It's going to be, because a lot of things I'm learning from it and, yeah, Antifa is a fucking terrorist group. A lot of stuff we already know, but now I know either their own words or what they believe. They are a bunch of fucking socialist, communist Marxists. That's what they believe. And if you're not a socialist, communist, or Marxist, you are automatically a fact.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Fascists, which they call that. Oh, that's on the right. That's right leaning. Like, it really isn't. But the verbal jujitsu, the verbal, like, gymnastics that they have to do, the intellectual gymnastics they have to do to twist the ideas that I'm reading in this book, it just borders on, it doesn't even border, it's insane, it's just insanity. It is possibly the same fucking propaganda bullshit that they tell the Al-Qaeda, it's not even Al-Qaeda anymore, it's I forgot the name of the new fucking terrorist group, the Jihad All-Stars, led by Lonnie Donegan. I don't know. Jihad All Stars. That's the new group. That's the new group. It's the Jihad All Stars. You know, that's how they go about it. That's how they justify attacking people. And they're like, oh, fuck your free speech. Fuck your free speech. We're gonna attack you. Because we're under attack. You're attacking us with your speech. Hate speech is violence. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, I'm surprised they haven't picked up guns yet, because in this book they talk about how it's okay. They glorify the socialists that shot at Nazis. I mean, I'm talking about fascists that were creeping up in, like, look, and I can see the danger of fascism. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a fascist. I don't agree with fascists. I will never agree with fascists. Fuck a fascist. Fuck fascism. But don't try to piss on my feet and tell me it's raining and tell me it's a totally different thing. No, you motherfuckers come from the same fucking school of thought. You guys just splintered somewhere, but your daddy is Marxist. Your daddy is Trotsky. You're all a bunch of Trotskyites. Like, don't fuck with me. Don't fucking fuck with me. Trying to freaking tired of this. Like, honestly, yeah, I'm reading the Antifa handbook, And yeah, man. Yeah, man. It's bananas. It really is. It's just bananas. So okay, that's weird. Alrighty then. So we're gonna get to the news. Should we get to the news? Should we? Or should I bullshit a little bit more? So yeah, I mean, definitely, I'm doing some research, and yeah, these people are just batshit. They are batshit insane. Like a bunch of little privileged white kids think that they're under attack. You're not in Europe. No one's out to get you. This is kind of like how the neocons were like, Al-Qaeda's underneath your bed. They're going to kill you. Oh, Osama's going to kill you. He's coming after you. He's going to kidnap your children. He's going to, like, how the whole fear mongering. And they do it. They do it to these, they're doing it to these, I'm not going to even say poor kids because they're a bunch of fucking overprivileged fucks that want to be part of something. And think the world owes them something without them actually having to fucking work. And in reality, I could actually give two shits about them. About, oh, the poor children. Like, the poor children? Nah, fuck them. Fuck them. If they were dumb enough to fall for this shit, like, honestly, it's like, okay, you're, you know, worry about the motherfuckers that are above you that are counting the money laughing at your dumb ass. You know, don't come fucking with me. So, oh man. Anyways, where is it, man? Jihad All-Stars. Do I have it under skits? Or do I have it under MP3? And no. Okay. I was trying to find that song I made, like, Jihad All-Stars. I forgot if I named it Jihad All-Stars or the Osama Bin Rapping. I don't know. I forgot what it's called. Bakalaka Durka Durka Bakalaka Durka Durka. So, I don't know. Anyways, let's get to the news here. Republican lawmakers want to make child drag shows illegal. This is from Pink News, because apparently they want to see kids strip. This is from an April 22nd, 2019 article. Republican lawmakers are trying to outlaw child drag shows. Republican lawmakers in Ohio have filed a bill that would clamp down on drag performances by minors as child exploitation, which it is. Ohio Representative Tim Schaefer has proposed a bill in the state legislature seeking to clamp down on performances by child under 18 years of age or mentally, physically handicapped child under 21 years of age in a response to a performance by a 9-year-old drag queen. Offenders could face up to 6 months in prison and a $1,000 fine, while violations of the law would lead to venues being stripped of their liquor licenses. See, the libertarian part of me says this is wrong. But, and I know I'm going to catch hell for this, but the Christian part of me, the conservative part of me is like, yes, outlaw this. Because this is exploitation of a child. You are sexualizing a child. These drag shows are a sexual thing. Drag shows are for sexual things. They try to say that it's a performance, but how it got started is like men wanted to dress up as women because it made them feel sexy. And they just put it under the guise of it being an art form. No, it is a sexual fetish. And you want to fetishize a 9-year-old boy or younger as drag kids, and a lot of the parents are pushing them to do it in a form of virtue signaling? Like, you're corrupting your own child. It's not like, oh, I'm 18 and I want to dress up in women's clothing. Okay, have at it, hoss. Like, do I think you're ruining your life? Yeah. But you're 18, so I can't really say much. I mean, I'm not going to go support you. I'm not going to fucking watch you do it. Goodness, I remember I was at a burlesque show in my neighborhood a few years ago. And yeah, there were some pretty women in there. But the only person that got naked was the gay dude. I got up and got the fuck out of there. Like, I don't want to see no cock and balls. I don't go anywhere looking to see fucking cock and balls. The moment I see cock and balls, there's either one thing that's going to happen. I'm going to leave. I'm going to fuck someone up. I chose to leave. Because I didn't know that's what happens at burlesque shows. Like, the gay dude would, like, just jump out of his thong shit. Like, first of all, why the fuck are you even there? Like, the fuck is a burlesque show? What a fucking waste. What a fucking waste. Oh, it's a classy form of, it's a classy, stripping. Like, fuck this. Fuck it. Fucking pasties and shit and... It's like, just fucking frustrating. Fucking frustrating burlesque shows. Burlesque shows are the fucking worst. Like, it doesn't even turn me on enough to freaking give me blue balls. And then this fucking pixie motherfucker jumps out. He's like, oh, and razzle dazzle, here's some cock and balls. Da 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 da. Like, what? The fuck is this shit? Like, I don't want to see this. I got the fuck up. I was like, nah, fuck this. Fuck you. Fuck everybody. Fuck this. I just was like, nah, son. That's not how, this is not conducive to a happy me. These don't make me happy at all. Like, and then now you want to put kids, you want to fetishize kids sexually. Oh, let's put a boy in a dress. Like, honestly, what is the fucking fascination with feminizing boys? Why do you want your boy feminized? Why is it so wrong to be masculine? You need both energies, by the way. It's like toxic masculinity if he wants to go hunting. No. Hell, I wish I knew how to hunt. I want to learn how to hunt. Make me some Puerto Rican deer stew. Deer meat stew. And I know that shit will come out slamming because I know how to cook. Because I don't need a man. No, let me stop. I don't need no fucking man. I cooks and I cleans myself. I'm doing the character like the Mr. Imus. So, yeah, but like, honestly, and I don't really believe that these drag kids are doing it because it's there, they want to do it. I think they're being encouraged to do it. They're getting tons of positive reinforcement from their parents thinking, oh my God, this is going to make me look so woke. It's going to make me look so fucking progressive. I'm letting my son put on dresses. Huh. Like, really, let's really talk about that shit. Like, why must our boys be feminized? What good does that do? Why are you so afraid of the male masculine energy? Why are you so afraid of aggression? Aggression is not always a bad thing. It's bad when it's used in the service of evil, when it's used to harm innocent people. But aggression is also, it has a creative and a protective force to it. Aggressive men built the West. Aggressive men hoisted their asses hundreds of feet in the air and built skyscrapers. Aggressive men pushed to the West to expand this country. Aggressive men protect their families from bad aggressive men. From other bad aggressive men. In fact, what's that poem? It's from Doctor Who. What is it? Trying to think about it. Oh, here it is. This is an example of good aggression. Motherfucker. All right. God. All right. That doesn't help me in the fucking least. Fuck Pinterest. Okay. All right. Here it is. This is by Stephen Moffat. Demon, a motherfucker. Everybody wants you to fucking sign in. Oh, you turn off your goddamn baby. Demons run when a good man goes to war. Night will fall and drown the sun. When a good man goes.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
To war. Friendship dies and true love lies. Night will fall and the dark will rise when a good man goes to war. Demons run, but count the cost. The battle's won, but the child is lost. Okay. I like to focus on the first part, of course. Demons run when a good man goes to war. You're chasing off evil. That requires aggression harnessed in a positive way. But that's the thing. You have a society that's so fucking lazy that, oh no, let's just put our child in a fucking dress and feminize him. So that way, he doesn't want to fight. He doesn't want to fight what is wrong. And I'm not saying gay men can't be aggressive. I'm not saying that gay men can't fight against what is wrong. Of course not. Of course not. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, be a dude. For fuck's sake, you need the aggressive energy. You need the masculine energy. It's not toxic. It's not fucking toxic masculinity. No. There's a thing called righteous indignation. When you're angry and disgusted over something despicable that you want to fight it. That is a natural response. But of course, the left wants it neutered. Antifa is the negative aggression. Proud Boys, positive aggression. It is a response to something that is wrong. Antifa are a bunch of spoiled brats that are not getting what they want, and they want to call it racist, sexist, homophobic. You don't give a fuck about any of those things. In reality, they don't care if you're racist or sexist, or being racist, sexist, or homophobic. I know that because, hey, they've been racist towards me because I don't share their views. They don't care about homophobia because Che Guevara killed gays. In fact, a lot of these communist socialist regimes, especially in Venezuela, have killed gays. They don't give a fuck. In reality, they don't care about no LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ. They don't care. They don't care. They'll kill you. They don't want you around. You think North Korea would allow gay people? No. Nerds. They'll probably kill him and his entire family, and then whoever the descendants are, charge them for the bullets. So, Antifa, don't even try to, don't piss on my shoes again and tell me that you really give a fuck about racial equality, sexual orientation, any type of fucking equality. Don't give me that bullshit. Don't think, oh, I care about this child's rights. No, you don't. You care about the narrative. You care about seeming like you are awoke. You're not. You're brainwashed. You're spoiled brats. Prepare for war. Because honestly, there is a whole bunch of good men still in this country that are finally waking up and getting fed the fuck up. If not already getting fed the fuck up. And all we're waiting for is a way to stop you legally. And once we figure out how to stop you, the wave that is going to hit you and keep hitting you until you're buried in a bad memory. If I could take a line from the Avengers, the first one. Who the fuck? How come? See, this is what happens when I'm like really just thinking about it out loud. Okay, here. If I could take a line from Tony Stark from the Avengers, there is no throne. There is no version of this where you come out on top. Maybe your army comes and maybe it's too much for us, but it's all on you. Because if we can't protect America, you be damn sure, well sure, we will avenge it. There is no version where you come out on top, Antifa. There is nothing. The left, there is no version where you come out on top, because you are wrong. No matter how, whatever verbal jujitsu you use, no matter how much you try to change reality, there is nothing you can do. No matter how many kids you try to feminize, there's always going to be these good parents that are not going to fall for this shit. They're not going to fall for the old banana in the tailpipe. They're going to raise their kids right, in every sense of that phrase. They're going to raise them strong. And those kids are going to have uncles, many uncles, that are going to also guide them. I was about to say another word, but that was going to come out wrong. Guide them right. Guide them and teach them how to recognize signs, recognize catchphrases, and they're going to be smarter and stronger than you. They're going to be stronger than your kids. No matter how they're going to be immune to your shaming tactics, your bullying tactics, because they're going to realize, oh, you are insane. Let me read this again. There is no throne. There is no version of this where you come out on top. Maybe you could get a few of us. Maybe you could get a few of us locked up, but you damn sure we can't go come out unscathed. We're going to avenge our fallen. You can't Thanos all of us. You can't. There's always going to be somebody that is going to fight. There's always going to be someone screaming out loud in the wilderness. You are not going to scare us off. You're not. There is no winning this. I don't know why they try. Especially when two of my brothers are facing 15 years. And I say this once and I'll say this again. Never the once, not even in a joking way, in my time with in the Proud Boys, have I ever been called a spick? Have I ever been called a nigger? Have I ever been called a wetback or a beaner or any other racist term? Or I've never been disrespected because of my race at all. Never, ever. I've been called a spick. I've been called a nigger. I've been disrespected because of my assumed race, assumed nationality, by Antifa, by people on the left. Oh, you don't want to accept a kid wearing a dress? No, sorry. Allow the child to be a child. Like, if he's naturally a boy, so tough titties. But in later in life, he wants to go out in a dress and he's like at legal age and he knows what's going on. Well, so be it. That's his right. Be free, young one. Be free. Am I going to throw you a parade? No. It's like, yeah. But so I hope Ohio does. I hope Ohio does, what you call it, outlaw kids doing drag shows. Hell, why you at it? Why don't they fucking just outlaw the fucking, like, Little Miss beauty pageants, those little girl beauty pageants? Those shits are fucking disgusting, too. Those shits are just gross. Toddlers and tiaras? Like, why do you have little girls fucking tarting it up? Like, what does that teach them? I never understood that. I don't think it's cute. No, I don't think a little girl with caked on makeup is pretty. It's absolutely not. So, Schaefer claimed that the show was a very bad example of parenting and likened the performance to a human trafficking. He said, given our heightened focus on human trafficking and the role of money plays in trafficking children, I knew I had to take action to make sure this activity does not occur again. We can do better to protect innocent children, and we must do better. Schaefer's bill, co-sponsored by 8 other Republican lawmakers, the majority of whom have anti-LGBTQ records. So fucking what? So fucking what? Seriously, LGBTQ people. Why are you allowing this? How come you're not speaking out against this? This shit is gross. What, you like little kids, little boys dressing up and freaking gyrating on the stage for your entertainment? Is that what you're into? Like, honestly, if I was at a show and I saw a little girl freaking shaking her hips like a woman, like a grown woman freaking twerking on stage, I'd be like, what the fuck is this shit? I would be pissed the fuck off. I'd be like, what the fuck is going on? What the fuck is this? And if I saw people giving them dollars, oh, I'm doing freaking ECW each motherfucker that threw a dollar her way. I'm like, that's a little girl. Like, no. No, absolutely not. So, I mean, that's a question I want to ask all these gay people out here. Why is that okay? Why are you okay with that? Is that okay? Is that fine? Are you good? Are you copacetic, my friend? Is that what you are about? I must know. What do you think? What are you doing? What are you thinking? Where is your head at? Like goodness. Oh man. Shout out to my Proud Boy brothers. God, holding the line, guys. Just, anyways, I'm going to take a quick break and continue what's going on. Goodness, what song should I play? Yo, if you guys got a band, an unsigned artist, and you want to be featured on the show, please send me your music. Hit me up. And however you're listening to the show, hit me up, send me your MP3, and I will play it. If I like it, I'll play it. And if it's rap, don't use somebody else's beat. That's it. That, like, no remixes. Your own, like, original. No covers. I don't want to be like, just a small town girl. That's not yours. Living in a lonely world, she took the midnight train going anywhere. Like, no, don't do that. Don't, please. Please, no, dude. Don't do that. Don't. That is not good. Fuck it. Man, let me do. Should I get Bread Fan? Oh, I haven't played Section 8 Cartel in a while. So anyways, this song, the Section 8 Cartel, this is called Schizoid. We'll be right back. That was Section 8 Cartel with their song Schizoid on the Crouch Out Radio Show. Anyways, back to the news. Over the weekend, we had the Straight Pride match. And they were like a lot of counter protesters. And they started some ruckus and a few got arrested. Ha ha. Charges against Straight Pride counter protesters won't be dropped. This is, again, another biased article from Pink News. Like, really, guys, Pink News, I mean, you guys just, like, love disrespecting yourselves. I mean, it's like, and then, oh, they call us faggots. Well, you call yourself Pink News. Like, I mean, come on. You can't have it both ways. Oh, wait, you can. Some of you do. I forgot. Anyways, a judge has upheld charges against dozens of people in relation to clashes at the Straight Pride event in Boston. 36 people were arrested at the event in Boston on Saturday, August 31st. Amid clashes between alt-right Straight Pride marchers. Alt-right is basically another way of saying fascist. Like, most of those people were not alt-right, if any at all. Like, come on. Fucking lazy-ass reporting. Let's not even bother digging. Anti-fascist counter-protesters and police. There were no fascists there, so why were there anti-fascists? Suffolk County District Attorney Rachel Rollins had argued for a lenient approach for people arrested while protesting against the Straight Pride March, seeking to get charges dismissed for those with no prior record of disorderly conduct. However, the decision has a judge refuses to dismiss charges against Straight Pride counter protesters. However, the decision has brought her into conflict with the Boston Municipal Court judge, Richard Sinnott, who has opted to ignore the request to dismiss the charges. Yay! Yay! Follow the law. Quit being fucking animals. Thank you, Boston. Thank you. Of the 16 cases that were before Senate on Tuesday, September 3rd, Boston Magazine reports that the prosecutors had asked for charges to be dismissed against 9 people. However, the judge upheld nearly all of the charges, only agreed to throw out two cases. The decision was condemned by Rollins, who said in a statement, by compelling arraignment in every case, the judge punished the exercise of individuals' First Amendment right to protest. No. Sweetheart. Baby cakes. Honey. Miss Rollins. If it was just a matter of screaming and counter-protesting an event, that's one thing. But when you start trying to block the flow of a march, when you start getting up in people's faces, when you start trying to menace just because you don't agree with what someone or what you perceive someone's speech is, because that's really what it is. It's their perception of what the Happy Fun Time America was doing for the Straight Pride March. It was what they believed. It's what they think it was about. It went way beyond. It wasn't freedom of speech. They were acting like thugs. So don't, like, honestly, Miss Rollins, don't fucking low play this. Don't downplay this. I mean, come on, don't downplay their behavior. If you're law enforcement, be fucking law enforcement. Your bias is showing, Ms. Rollins. At my request, prosecutors used the discretion constitutionally allocated to the executive branch in to triage cases and use our resources most effectively to protect public safety. Make no mistake, some people were appropriately arraigned and will be held accountable for actions that put the safety of the public and law enforcement at risk. For those people who people now tangled in the criminal justice system for exercising their right to free speech, bullshit. Again, if they were just screaming shit, that's one thing. But they got violent. They got violent first. Because that's what's in their handbook. It ain't that right, Antifa? It's in your handbook to block blocked marches. It is in your handbook to get violent. You're going to smash the fash any chance you get, huh? All right, whatever doesn't agree with me is fascist, so that gives me the right to punch him in the face because words are violence. Words are violence. Break the silence. Oh, my little girl. Why did that song pop in my head? Words are violence, unnecessary. Okay. I gotta listen to that cover from Lacuna Coil again. That's my favorite version, by the way. Like, no, fuck them. No, honestly, fuck them. Oh, why do we have a, like, why can't we have a fucking parade? Why can't we have a straight pride parade, huh? Who gives a fuck? Why do you give a fuck? Like, you have, like, the gay pride parade, they act like it's a fucking triumph. It's a triumph of the human spirit, where a naked man gets to walk around with his balls out in front of children. It is the peak of tolerance and acceptance. Nah, motherfucker, you're just being gross. Like, honestly, I like to fuck fat bitches. Where the fuck is my parade? No, you're just being gross. Like, imagine, I like fat bitch pride parade. You know, I get my ass kicked. Words like violence unnecessary. Okay. Help me. Help me, please. All right, fuck it. So anyways. What should I do? Oh, okay. This is from the Daily Wire. Pulitzer Prize finalist, female author, stop wearing red hats. It's scary. A female author who has been a Pulitzer Prize and National Book Award finalist took Trump derangement syndrome to a new level, stating on Twitter that she doesn't want people to wear red hats because they are making everyone scared. It really doesn't. Most people don't give a fuck. In New York, most people don't give a flying fuck. The only time someone made a threat or a outright, I'm going to smack that hat off your head. He was biking away. So, like, he was a puss. He was a fucking pussy. Most people, they look at the hat, they look at my face, nothing. They don't care. A lot of people, they shook my hand. A lot of people, they had a positive discussion with me.
Oh, man, the rat is making me scared.
Then, you know what, Rebecca? Shut the fuck up. You know, Rebecca, you really need to get some help.
Oh, the hat, stop wearing red hats, it's scary.
Like, honestly. It's like that episode of Maury Povich where there was a girl that was afraid of kittens. Like, just stop being ridiculous. These fucking people are getting me fucking sick. Like, cut the fucking bullshit. Fuck it. So anyways, that's my time. Like to thank everyone for listening. Please like, comment, share, however you're listening to this show. Subscribe, leave a comment. Like, comment, share. That's what I said. Didn't I just say like, comment, share? So yeah. Definitely like reading your comments, including the bad ones. Because especially the bad ones, people like to think they're so fucking clever. So, anyways, as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
That's the end of my show, donk.
Attention, Walmart customers. All black people, leave the store now.
All right, that's my cue.
Help the Crouch Out Radio Show grow and thrive by doing something you already do. Shop on Amazon. Amazon always has great deals for whatever you are looking for. From survivalist and riot gear to Beanie Babies. Next time you're going to shop at Amazon, use my link. The prices stay the same, but I get credit for the sale. Just go to tinyurl.com/LouisB. And just shop normally, knowing that you're helping support the Crotch Shot Radio Show. That's tinyurl.com/LouisB.